Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Karen Lee with a public service announcement.
What is it, Mother?
We need to have your input on ratethispodcast.com/mom.
You're asking for reviews.
I'm asking for reviews.
They haven't even listened to the episode yet.
You know what? In case you've never listened to our episode, give us a review anyway.
It fills our hearts with joy with little bunnies.
I like to say it warms the cockles of my heart.
That's exactly right.
Cockles.
Anyway, support our show, please, by going to ratethispodcast.com/mom. Now, on to the show.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Thank God she didn't check my dick.
What if she did?
I do have a few moles on the dick.
No, you don't.
They're not like, they're just like
you
little
have
dots.
Moles,
you know?
On your dick?
I have a very moly dick.
Oh my God. Cam has a moly dick. Oh my God.
It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
We're chatting about sex on a weekly basis, and I'd like to start off this wonderful romp of an episode by a little segment, a new segment.
A new segment.
It's called Lube It Up.
Lube It Up. I love it.
Yeah, just something to help us set the mood and lubricate the conversation a little.
You know, think about that. Like a Tin Man, you end up being like stiff if you don't get lubricated.
So we got to lube it up and, you know, feel free to use these questions with your own family and friends to help lubricate those uncomfortable conversations.
I like it, Cam. Let's do it.
So do you want to begin or do you want me to begin with the questions?
I'm going to begin with a question I was asked yesterday at our family dinner. And that is, how much money would it take for you to suck Donald Trump's dick?
Very good question.
Thank you. I didn't come up with it, though.
It's going to be a significant penny for me.
It's
going to be, I would say, $19.9 million.
Okay, I know why you're saying that.
Why?
Because yesterday I said it would be $20
million. Yeah, and I'm undercutting you.
You undercut me. Why?
Yes, if it comes down to one person sucking his dick, I would like to beat you out for $20 million versus 19.9 is not that big of a deal.
Are you doing it because you care about me and you don't want me to have to suffer those?
Absolutely not. I'm doing 100% because of the money.
Okay.
I would do it for $19.9 million.
Yeah, and what about, does the same apply to our current president?
Biden?
Mm-hmm.
Biden's a little less.
You do it for less.
Biden, ugh.
millions.
I would do like 18.9 million.
Oh, just a million less.
I'm just not into these old dude dicks.
Okay. You know, speaking of that.
What?
A friend of mine went out with an old dude.
Yeah.
And she said, the dick wasn't that great. And I said, why? Was it, you know, particularly large or small? And you know what she said?
Huh.
Old dick.
Old dick.
It was old dick.
You know, I'm going to have an old dick one day.
Yeah, she wasn't into it.
She's shaming my old dick already?
She was shaming the old dick.
I've seen a fair amount of old dicks in my day, actually.
Why? Why are you looking at old dicks?
Well, do we have to go back to the conversation about my grandpa's dick?
Oh, yeah.
When I was helping him with this.
That was a whole episode.
That was a whole episode.
We actually did an animated version of that episode because it was so funny. Yeah, you've seen old dicks.
Seen old dicks.
Yeah, and especially when you're walking on a nude beach, you see a lot of wobbling old dicks. And balls.
Wobbling.
You know, they're wobbling.
Little penguins wobbling around.
I don't know.
There?
You see balls dangling. You see all kinds of stuff over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Old dick.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah. Anyway, how much would you pay? How much did you
I
need
told
to
you,
paid?
I'd be at $20 million. You were trying to undercut me.
$20 million?
For Biden?
And then for Biden?
Biden, I'd probably go down to maybe 15.
$15 million.
Biden is not a bad looking dude.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I bet you'd do it for less.
Why?
I just have a feeling.
I thought you'd do it for $50.
No. No, I'm not a huge dick sucker.
who is a huge dick sucker?
Some people like to suck dick and provide
it during like a sexual experience that you're into the other person. But if you're right. not into, I'm not really into either one of those, especially one that would probably make me vomit just at the thought of it.
Yeah.
Do you think that Donald Trump grooms?
He definitely does not groom.
Yeah, I think he's too egotistical.
He's too egotistical. And he's probably like, yes, I'm a man. I need to be full bush. But he does spend a lot of time with the hair.
And the tanning.
So maybe he might do some grooming.
No, he doesn't give a shit. No, if it's not publicly displayed, he doesn't give a shit.
That is true. That's true.
You think Melania. You think Melania grooms?
Ugh. Oh, she's definitely groomed.
She's groomed. She doesn't have a hair down there.
Not a hair.
Anywhere near to be
lasered all off. Anyway, I did not want this lube it up. I was to spend this so much time.
I'm not even done. Do you think Biden grooms?
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done with Joe Biden grooming. That question I'm done with.
Okay. I know you had a lot that you wanted to talk about.
I had
about.
A question for you.
Oh, what was it?
What is your spirit animal?
My spirit animal?
Yes.
What does that mean? What is a spirit animal?
A spirit animal is like the animal that kind of represents your spirit inside of you.
A dolphin.
A dolphin?
Yes.
What?
Either that or a beluga whale. They're very
cute. A beluga whale?
Yes.
Wait, why is your spirit animal a beluga whale?
Because they're beautiful creatures and they communicate with each other. They're human-like. They're actually probably smarter than humans.
Wow.
Or the bonobos.
Because you like to fuck.
Because it'd be fun to be in a society that nobody cared who they're fucking and they resolve fights by fucking. So
yeah.
There's a lot of reasons I picked those three spirit animals.
You know, mine is also a water creature.
What is it?
An otter.
A sea otter?
A sea otter.
They're very cute and playful. I could see that.
I'm a cute, playful guy.
Yeah, I could see that. They almost went extinct. I just saw a thing on it yesterday on Big Sur.
Thank God they didn't. I would be devastated.
They were close to being extinct, and what happened is that one boat, they were being annihilated by all the pelters. They're making pelts out of their coats, and one boat survived, and there was only one couple of otters on it. I'm kind of embellishing a story. And the truth of the matter is that every sea otter that's alive today came from those two parents.
Every sea otter?
In the area of Big Sur.
Okay.
I qualified that, but yes.
You think they all have like genetic issues?
Because I was thinking maybe they're having some mental challenges because of
it. But we all came from the same parents.
Adam and Eve?
Well, actually, that's probably not the case. No, but eventually, it's I guess over time with the Neanderthals, all those different types of...
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Let's move on.
Okay.
I'm done with it. That was lube it up.
Yeah, lube it up.
Is that the the jingle for lube it up?
Lube it up to save the day.
I know we typically save this for later in the show because you are bored by this segment, but
no.
I think it would be really nice. Yeah.
You're not doing this. I'm in a good mood.
Really nice to do a little.
Oh my God. I just.
Cam's uppers.
Oh, I knew it.
Yep. It's the segment of the show you've been waiting for. The time of the week that makes you hot and bothered. That moment when...
You wonder why the fuck didn't I get stoned.
It's Cam's Uppers. Oh, yes. It's the segment of the show that my mother typically finds...
Boring.
Or...
Doldrum.
Doldrum?
Yeah, I looked up boring and doldrum were very, they were synonymous.
I thought you said humdrum.
I did say humdrum.
Well, it's a segment that I typically find very near and dear to my heart.
Considering, I got to say something.
What?
As soon as you said you're going to do that, the hyperactive dog that was biting at me before went into a coma.
I think because he knows that some good
right to
shit.
Sleep.
He's listening. He's in a deep state of listening
yeah,
right now.
Okay. He's also sleeping.
I would like to tell you a yogic story that I heard recently.
Oh, God.
What?
I thought we were going to start out
with
a banger.
You're going
to
love this shit. This is a banger, okay?
People are right now turning the channels.
I think this episode is going to have a lot to do with manifesting, and so I wanted to share a yogic story related to manifestation.
Okay.
Don't give me the fucking finger to wrap it up.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so here's a story. There was once an old man. Actually, he's a young man.
There was a man of some age.
Okay, there's a man and he's walking and he finds himself in paradise. Okay?
Okay.
And he's looking around, he's observing all these beautiful things and he says, "Man, I'm getting so tired. I wish there were a place where I can lay my head down to rest." Kind of how you look right now.
What the fuck?
You're very tired already from the cams uppers.
I am. I'm like ready to pass the fuck out. I'm jealous of the dog laying next to me right now. He's in a coma.
Well, so this guy is in paradise and he asks for a place to lay his head down. And he looks off and he realizes there's a tree over there with just a perfectly groomed grassy knoll underneath it where he can just...
Wait, can I ask
with
one question?
Springy grass that he can lay in. What?
Groomed as neatly as Melania's crotch.
That's exactly okay. Right. No, I mean... That's barren. Anyway, so he goes and he lays in the springy grass and he rests and he wakes up and he's like, that was wonderful. Now I'm hungry. I wish I could have all these beautiful foods that I've enjoyed through my life. And he's imagining all these favorite foods of his. And lo and behold, they all appear around him. And he starts eating them and he's enjoying it and he's loving it. And once he's full, he's like, that was lovely, but now I'm thirsty. Man, I wish I had something to drink. And he starts imagining this beautiful wine, and it appears in front of him, and he starts drinking from these wine bottles, and he's having a wonderful time.
Well, if he's anything like you, he started getting a stuffy nose.
He starts having some serious allergic reaction. And what happens is that he realizes, well, I was tired, and now I had a place to sleep. I was hungry. I had this delicious feast. I was thirsty, and now I had this beautiful drink. I have a feeling... there are spirits and ghosts around here. And he starts imagining these spirits and ghosts around. And of course, the spirits and ghosts fucking show up. And he's like, oh no, spirits and ghosts are here. You know what that means? They're going to torture me. Those things are scary as hell. And of course, he imagines it and they start torturing him. And then he's getting tortured. He's like, ah, the torture, this is going to kill me. And he dies.
This is what I call cams uppers right there. Fucking boring ass horrible story that you have to tell me. This, and the dog even woke up from that. What?
This is a story of manifestation. This means if you put it in your mind, it will happen no matter what it is.
Well, how the hell did some spirits kill him?
The spirits tortured him and then the torture kills him.
How?
Because that's not a how situation. It's not a how question. This is not the time to ask the how question.
Okay, I just didn't understand how all of a sudden he goes from drinking wine and to finding himself dead.
Maybe because he was tortured by inane questions like that one.
Okay.
Maybe the spirits are around him. His long lost grandmother and mother.
Why didn't he think about, now I need to have sex with someone. So I imagine that someone
He didn't realize he was sitting under the wishing tree.
Oh, so all this is a bunch of bullshit?
No, it's not a bullshit.
Is this like the genie with the coming out of the lantern and you rub it and you want to get a wish and you wish for 10 more wishes?
No.
What?
No, this is just a story about manifestation. What are you doing all this
I know
for?
About manifestation.
You don't know shit about manifestation.
I have a poster in the other room and it says, what you think you become. That's manifestation.
Okay, so that's kind of exactly what the story
that's
says.
That's what the Buddha says.
That's what the Buddha said?
Yeah.
Well, this is a yogic story, so it was not as
What's
much.
The difference?
Yeah, okay, so this is, I want to share... that this has been on my mind a lot recently.
You've been manifesting sex.
As things... Why do you have to even suggest that?
That's what I'm thinking. Because every time I talk to you, you're on another date manifesting all kinds of sex.
I'm telling you, I actually had the reverse experience.
You manifested no sex.
Well, kind of. I was at the dermatology appointment...
Of course, your new friend among friends.
This has nothing to do with the herpes scare. This is entirely to do with the fact that I have a horn-like growth on the top of my head growing in.
And who was the magician?
You were the fucking magician.
You called me a magician.
Because you told me I should put a warm compress on this little growth, and it completely went away.
It completely went away.
Well, it's fucking back.
No, it is not.
It's fucking back.
Oh,
I'm going to have to get this thing removed. But anyway, I went to the derm to check this out, okay?
Yeah.
And I have not been physical with someone in a very long time.
Is this a male or a female?
It turned out to be... I should also mention, I don't know why, I have been very into Russian women lately.
Oh my God. They are beautiful.
I got very into Russian women. I don't know why. It's
Donald Trump.
And so
is Melania from Russia?
I don't fucking know.
All right, anyway, go on.
So I'm in the derm's office. Of course, it's Kaiser. They give you whoever is there. So of course I'm paired with this beautiful, I could just tell by the name it's going to be a beautiful Russian woman.
Every time you go to any facility, whether an emergency room or whatever, you fall in love with whoever's taking care of you. You just want someone touching you.
So she's giving me a skin check, okay? So she's looking through my whole body. Because it's not just, I got other things to worry about. You know, I got a lot of moles I wanted to get checked out and make sure I don't have skin cancer.
You probably like that. Again, every doctor's office in the Los Angeles area must have a poster of you with a line going through it. And it says, do not see this person. You will be in a session for 2 hours.
Well, so the male nurse comes in and he tells me I need to strip down to my skivvies and put on a robe, like one of those, you know, patient garbs.
Yeah, I think, why don't they tell you to strip everything off? Because you could have a mole right in your dick area.
Thank God he didn't. Because even just getting into my skivvies, waiting for this woman to show up.
You got a hard on?
I start almost hyperventilating, thinking I'm about to get an erection. Don't, whatever you do, don't get an erection. God. And it was just like the fucking ghost. This guy's thinking about, oh no, there must be ghosts around, and they start showing up.
No way.
Starting to think, don't get an erection, don't get an erection. Of course, I start feeling all the blood go into my dick.
And you got an erection?
And it's like starting to get a little harder, and I hear, and I'm like, oh no, here she is.
Oh my God.
She comes in, beautiful Russian woman, as predicted. I swear to God, I manifested this shit.
Yeah, you didn't manifest your dick going up in the air.
I could barely breathe. I was trying to figure out how do I do anything to prevent my penis from going up when she's fucking looking at all parts of my body.
I asked a guy one time when I was with a really cute guy, and I asked him how you stop thinking about sex all the time, and he said he thinks about like his second grade teacher who's really ugly.
His second grade teacher who's really ugly?
Yeah.
My other friend told me I should just flex my quad muscles.
I'm thinking of a little combo.
A little combo of flex the quad and start
thinking
of my second grade teacher, Mrs. Storman.
Oh, there you go. I think that there goes the boner there, okay? Because I remember, nice woman, but not boner worthy.
I cannot believe I manifested this whole situation. Luckily, nothing severe happened. She didn't check it. Thank God she didn't check my dick.
What if she did?
I do have a few moles on the dick.
No, you don't.
They're not like, they're just like
you
little
have moles
dots, you
on
know?
Your dick?
I have a very moly dick.
Oh my God. Cam has a moly dick. Oh my God.
They're just like these little skin, you know, like these little birthmarks
know.
Or something.
I never.
What is their skin? You look at the rest of my body. There's fucking dots everywhere. That's kind of what my dick looks. There's a speckled dick.
Well, see, a speckled dick? That's the name of some product that they sell from like.
I think that is like a ham.
It's called Speckled Dick, and it usually comes around Christmas.
Yeah, you're right.
From like somewhere in Europe or something.
Yeah, Holland. That's right.
I don't know. Oh my God, Cam, you should have had her check out the Speckled Dick. Then what if you have like?
I couldn't have her.
I'd rather have skin cancer
than get an erection in her presence. Knock on wood. I don't want either of them.
I literally went to the same thing. I got a mole check, and he keep your bra and underwear on. Well, if I keep my bra and underwear, you're missing out on lots of territory, right?
A lot of area.
Yeah. I don't understand that. Doesn't make any sense. And I could give a shit who sees my body. Once you have kids, you don't care. You can walk around nude and it's totally fine.
You're not concerned about parts of your body just starting to rise.
That is
randomly.
True.
Not so random.
All right, well,
anyway,
I'm glad you shared that speckled dick story.
That's
with
my
me.
Speckled dick story. Oh, that's Cam's Uppers,
that,
by the
that
way.
That was a great segment of Cam's Uppers as
the
a place
to be.
Fun
living
it
is
the life
for me. That's Cam's Uppers. Uppers. Mother, despite living in Los Angeles where the sun never seems to set, I never see the sun.
That's not healthy.
Luckily, I have Care of Vitamins sending me vitamin D.
They send you vitamins that are customized to your own needs.
They will give you an online quiz. Super easy, very straightforward. It asks you about your habits, about your sleep patterns, everything about your lifestyle.
Your diet, your health concerns, which you and I both have many.
Yes, what you're trying to fix. For example, my mother wants to fix her memory.
And they sent me things specifically for that. They sent me a gut check for on-the-go probiotics for digestion.
Oh, get those BMs going.
Yeah, calcium plus for the bone. And guess what? American ginseng that works on supporting memory and focus.
I would never know to take these vitamins. And this is kind of like going on a one-on-one consultation with a nutritionist. For free. Care of is super transparent about the research and sourcing behind each one of their products. You can even look on their website to see exactly where the vitamins are coming from.
I love it because they put them in individual packets.
Every day, you just open one of those packets, pound the vitamins that you need, and you don't need to worry about what you have to take. For 50% off your first Care Of order, that's half off. Go to takecareof.com and enter code MOM50. That's 50% off your first order. Just go to takecareof.com and enter code MOM50.
Just like we prepare our room for sex, we have to do the same thing for sleep. I mean, I have a vampire cave set up, and I also have the perfect mattress.
Helix Sleep is our mattress company of choice.
And why is that, Cam?
Because they know people have different sleep preferences. Some people want to sleep on their back. Some people want to sleep on their side. Some people want it firm, and some people want it soft. And so they give you a quiz. It's very straightforward, easy to do online. And they'll match you with the perfect custom mattress for you.
Helix has several different options when it comes to mattresses. One of them in particular is great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. And people my age know exactly what that means. Hint, hint, menopause.
I was sent the Helix Dawn Lux, which is a very firm mattress because I like it hard. And I sleep on my back.
Why did you hold up your hand like, I like it hard?
It's super easy. They send you a box. You could set it up in no time. You'll be sleeping like a baby before you know it. If I didn't like this mattress, they were going to let me try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Get yourself what GQ and Wired magazine consider the number one best overall mattress. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/sextalk. That's helixsleep.com/sextalk for up to $200 off and two free pillows.
So back to the family dinner.
Okay.
I just thought I'd bring up a little funny incident that happened.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, my boyfriend Deez has a thing for Nina Hartley.
Yes.
And he basically was attracted to me because I look like her.
Okay.
Which we all knew. It's an old story already. Every sneaky freak on this show knows this.
But if you're just tuning in, you might not know that my mother has since become best friends with this porn star, Nina Hartley.
Okay. Anyway, the point I'm bringing up is that it was Deez's birthday and your sister's boyfriend came up with a very clever gift.
Okay.
I don't know where he found this, but it was a porn magazine and 4-minute DVD.
Yes. An old one.
An old one with Nina on the cover. And he gave it to him in front. He gave it to Deez in front of the whole family.
He wrapped it up very nicely in elf paper.
In elf paper. Gave it to Deez. Deez opens it. Couldn't have picked a better gift for him because he was very excited.
Yeah. And you had to ask him.
Well, he started opening it in front of the whole family. And I said, please don't open it in front of the kids.
Please don't open your porn in front of the kids. Do you know how weird this whole situation is?
Yeah.
You both know, everyone knows who this person is personally.
Yeah. Well, you've met her several times.
And then there's this other weird aspect, which is the fact that my sister's boyfriend is gifting my mom's boyfriend porn for his birthday. And then there's another weird layer, which is that my mom's boyfriend is opening up porn in front of the whole family. And an even weirder layer, which is that no one was really fazed by it at all.
Nobody was fazed.
No one was fazed.
It was pretty vanilla, if you ask me. It was kind of boring.
It was boring.
It was almost as boring as Cam's uppers, but it wasn't. Anyway, so I
talk just, about a manifesting.
Yeah.
He fucking manifested.
I mean, goddamn Mets.
No.
Yes.
What about the Mets?
He manifested the Mets were going to win the whole fucking thing, and the goddamn Mets are winning the whole thing.
Oh, I thought you were going to manifest that he put on his list that the one person that he can fuck before coming to Los Angeles is Nina Hartley, and then you became best friends with her when you moved here.
And now he's upset because he thinks I was reneging on the contract.
You are kind of reneging.
I wasn't reneging. I was just like, how am I supposed to know that there would, it'd be awkward now if we all decided that I should fulfill that?
Oh, God. I don't even want to know what happened at the fucking birthday. Let's not go there.
Which birthday?
Deez's birthday. I don't want to know. Don't tell me.
Okay.
I don't want to know. I already noticed that there was a whole basket of snacks here that were broken into. I can only imagine why that happened.
I had nothing to do with that. Believe me. I didn't know that.
My friends have been very inspired by your sex life, it turns out.
What? Which friends?
Yeah, my friends. I hang out with some friends. We do a weekly dinner on Friday nights. And I did not realize that after they had listened to our episode with Dr. Ian Kerner, where we talked about sex scripts, that's episode 356, Gross Sex is Good Sex, with Dr. Ian Kerner, we discussed how to really spice up your sex life and ramp it up. And one of those things is figuring out when the best time to have sex is and like doing things that will get you in the mood. That was your idea, by the way, of setting like a general schedule.
I do like the idea of a schedule.
They know that you have sex on Saturday nights.
How do they know?
Because you fucking said it on the show.
Oh, shit.
And now they tell me, hey, your mom is probably busy tonight.
Oh.
I don't fucking need to hear that shit. And then I also didn't need to hear that they're fucking. It turns out I was with these two couples. They're both fucking every Friday now before our dinner together.
Because of me?
Maybe because of you.
I feel honored.
It's
You know what I call that? A mitzvah before Shabbat.
It is. It's a fucking double mitzvah right there.
Double mitzvah. So I take full responsibility, credit, and it gives me much nachas, you could tell them.
I don't need to know when my friends' fuck schedules are, and I don't need my mother to be influencing their fuck schedules.
All right. So shall we move on then?
Yeah, we can move on.
I just want to tell you how important it is for women not to lose their sexuality. As we get older, the whole Karen meme is just about negativity towards older women.
Yeah.
They don't want to feel that they are lost all value at a certain age.
Okay.
And this is what happens. It happened so many times to women. And I saw what happened with the Whitey thing.
Oh, no.
I'm just bringing it up for 1 second. I'm just telling you why. Whitey 18 has reawakened all women 40 and up.
She's referring to TikTok right now.
Yes, because what happened is that he started singing 80s songs and he has this little wink and he lip syncs.
He's a 28-year-old. How old
is he? He's 21.
21-year-old punk.
And all
with
these
a good
women,
smile and fluffy hair.
Yes, fluffy hair. And all these women are talking about is how he awakened this 18 or 19-year-old in themselves, which had been laying dormant there for so many years because you have get married and then you have kids and you lose sense of self or sense of sexiness in self. And then maybe you, at a certain age, you're like, wow, I wake up and I realize I am just nothing. And this woman is, they're crying. They're saying how much this Whitey reminded them of who they were as a sexual being. It's beautiful.
I might start crying.
I feel like crying when I was listening to that. I was like, wow, they're absolutely right. And what happens to women? Why do they have to lose their little inner 19-year-old self? They've, you know, pitter-patter when you see a guy that's attractive who winks at you and lip syncs beautiful 80s songs.
Oh, the little butterflies in the stomach?
Yeah.
I miss butterflies in the stomach. I don't remember the last time I had butterflies
Watch
in the stomach.
Watch Whitey.
I'm not going to experience fucking butterflies in the stomach.
Anyway, that's all I got to say.
It is sweet, and I think we should make an extra effort to keep that alive.
Keep those 40 and up alive, those cougars. And by the way, Cam.
Yeah.
The term cougar has taken a renaissance.
Because of Whitey?
Because of Whitey.
Oh, my
Everyone's
God.
Everyone's calling themselves cougars. I was way ahead of the trend. I was back in before, right around after your dad died 2006 and up, I turned into cougar.
You definitely reclaimed the term cougar.
I reclaimed it in a positive way. I got rid of the whole idea of MILF and all that. It's cougar.
It's cougar.
You know what I found out recently when I was watching these documentaries on the otters and all that? Cougars are the biggest cat in the Northwest Territory there, and they purr.
They purr?
How cute is that?
That is cute.
They're the biggest predator other than men.
And they go.
Oh, look at you. Woke up the dog.
I woke him, his ass right up. Speaking of waking up, I'm getting texts from my therapist, who I love.
Why?
They are also TikToks.
Wait, many therapists are texting you?
No, I have one therapist. I'm getting many TikToks between you and him.
What? He's sending you TikToks?
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
Did he send you the Whitey one?
No, he did not send me a Whitey one. But he did send me an article. This is not on TikTok. This is from Psychology Today. And it was about, is casual sex emotionally healthy? That was the question.
Okay.
I thought we could discuss this a little bit.
I did read the article and I was a little bit concerned because it was only focused on college age students. And that college age students are not, to me, the best demographic because they are very horny.
Well, I think we could take that with a grain of salt and just say that this is a paper looking at 70 research articles dating from 1997 to 2019. They needed to find a collection of people who were having sex and not considering themselves to be with romantic partners.
You want to delve into it.
I want to delve into some segments. So the first question is how to view sex in general. So it talks about, we now know that some only dabble in casual sex, while for others, it's their primary sexual outlet. Okay?
So it's two different ways of looking at sex.
Yeah, and it's not the same experience for everyone. For some, an encounter is an emotionally momentous event, either because it was so gratifying or such a disaster, which I've had, or for others, it could also be merely a blip on their sexual landscape. You know, they have casual sex and that's it. They don't make a big event out of it. Okay? So there's different ways to view this, which I think is interesting. They don't talk about this when you're in sex ed.
Right.
I have to fucking learn this shit on my own.
I'm so sorry.
So the question is it emotionally healthy? And they found on average, emotional responses to casual sex tended to be positive.
I'm not surprised. I think casual sex is wonderful.
Participants reported significantly more positive than negative feelings. Especially in the Journal of Sex Research.
Especially if there's consent.
Especially if there's consent. Yeah, but still negative responses to casual sex encounters were not uncommon. More than half participants in a number of studies reported regretting casual sex at least once, and findings indicated that many had felt embarrassment or other negative feelings about casual sex at some point. So it's kind of like taking acid or something like that. You're not always guaranteed a good trip. Despite the generally favorable responses to casual sex, some studies reported that on average, participants evaluated their casual sex experience less positively than the sex they had with romantic partners. The casual sex was not as good as the sex with romantic partners.
Well, obviously, Cam.
Why obviously?
Because, of course, it's going to be better if you know the other person. Sex is going to be much better, especially if you have a relationship and some sort of feelings instead of some random person that you're, you know, pulling off the street.
So should you even bother having casual sex then if you know that you can get the better sex out there when you're in a romantic relationship?
You should do whatever is available.
So it raises a question of, like, why then engage in casual sex?
Because they didn't say all casual sex is bad. They just said it's better to do it if it was someone you know. But put it this way. If you can't be with the one who loves you, love the one you're with. Oh, yeah. Little Beatles
Ooh,
reference.
Yeah.
No. I said it was Beatles, but it's not. I can't believe it. It's Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Okay.
And Young.
You're sidetracking. Sidetracking, mother. Okay. Let me just say that with regard to why people engage in casual sex, the study showed that some individuals engage in casual sex because they are lonely or depressed. Others, because they're feeling invigorated and desirous. You can have good casual sex. The more you know someone, the better it is. So friends with benefits could definitely work for you. And they found, with regard to penetrative versus non-penetrative sex, like touching or kissing or something like that, the penetrative can lead to some more negative emotional outcomes than non-penetrative contact, because I think the stakes are much higher with penetrative sex. Perhaps not surprisingly, alcohol use prior to an encounter was linked to a greater likelihood of regret and negative emotions.
I summed this up 10 minutes ago.
I would have liked this fucking sex education well before college.
Well,
did
guess
I receive
what?
It? No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
And I had to wait for my fucking therapist to send me a goddamn article in the mail.
And also, people listening, the sneaky freaks listening, are getting this education as well that they can reinforce by sharing this podcast with a friend.
Okay, that's nice. But anyway, different strokes for different folks.
Did you take sex ed in college?
I took a class called Sex, and it was all about fucking gender studies, and the actual physical pleasure of sex was not covered, and I was very disappointed because I needed to learn.
You needed to learn?
I was thinking literally that I was going to learn how to fucking eat someone out.
You are so wrong.
So wrong. It turns out it was a fucking humanities course. Anyway, I thought this was interesting. Casual sex is not always bad.
Casual sex is
especially if you have the right
bad.
Expectations and you have that conversation ahead of time with the person saying, hey, is this a blip on your sexual landscape or is this something more, you know, dramatic?
You're going to go into a date and you're going to go, hi, Betty. Is this a blip on your social landscape? Or
sexual
is it,
landscape.
Is this a blip on your sexual landscape
Correct.
Or is it something more?
That's exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're going to ask.
I want to ask it.
Would you have like a whole like brochure of questions to ask?
No.
If you did, what would they be?
Is this a blip on your sexual landscape?
Oh, what or, about, do you have any sexually transmitted diseases?
Yeah, why can't I ask about STDs?
Yeah, you're supposed to. But I mean, you have like a list of, I can just imagine.
I have questions.
Do you have a cyst on your forehead? And could I catch that from you?
No, it's not contagious.
You asked?
Yeah.
So did you have any moles, speaking of the results of that doctor's
No,
visit?
I didn't have to have anything removed.
Oh, mazel tov.
My whole body will remain speckled.
I had a mole that needed to be checked.
Okay. Mom, you know how Whitey has reawakened the fire in all these older women's loins?
Yes.
I have something else that might reawaken a fire in our listeners' loins.
Are you talking about Dipsy?
That's exactly right. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. It creates immersive scenarios that feel like real people that will get you to where you need to go.
I know, such as Andres.
Is that a hunk?
He's a hunk.
Will you play a little bit of him?
Of course.
You wanted me inside you. I started stroking my cock.
Okay, we heard Andres. That's very nice.
Yeah, whether it's with a partner or by yourself just masturbating, Dipsy Stories works for everyone.
You can filter by her and him and him, her and her, whether you want it soft and sensual or rough and wild, in public or in nature. They have stories that will drop you right into your fantasies. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/mom. That's 30 days of full access for all this horned-up material for free when you go to dipseastories.com/mom, dipsystories.com/mom. That is in our episode description as well.
Are we ready for what I'm thinking is...
Yes.
What is it?
Mom's News!
Mom's News!
Mom's News! This is the segment of the show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, must-know info that is apparently way more important than my fucking Psychology Today article.
Absolutely more important. This is so exciting and important, and I got it from The Mirror, where I get all my pertinent, intelligent... and resourceful information.
Do you see me? I'm entering a more lying down position.
I notice you're trying to pull a mom, but you're not. Because this is a good one. Naked okay. Woman having an orgasm plunges from the balcony during threesome from hell, and then lover breaks bones trying to help.
Oh my God!
Now you can't make this shit up.
This is from The Mirror.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
I see pictures here too. A threesome from hell led a woman falling off the balcony while she was having an orgasm and another toppling down the stairs. Both women suffered broken bones after the romp rapidly went wrong following a positional quarrel. What do you think a positional quarrel is?
Someone wanted to be on top of the other
That's
person
what I'm
didn't.
Thinking.
Yeah.
So you have a fight, you're about to orgasm, and someone decides to throw you out the window?
You fall out the window. Why is the other one rolling down the stairs?
Yes, exactly what happened. The first woman suffered broken bones. And she plunged 10 feet from a balcony as she reached her climax. How did they know that she reached her climax? I mean, was she like breathing heavily? And what do you think?
I don't know how they got pictures of this thing.
Her naked friend screamed and ran down the stairs to help her, slipped and snapped bones in her arm and neck.
What is going on?
Yep.
This feels like a bad Three Stooges.
Police said the female victims of the sex game gone wrong were both naked. Shocker. I don't understand how this could even have occurred. They better try bondage next time, says a local newspaper. I guess.
That's pretty good.
It says the officer said it was an accident and that no charges will be made.
Okay.
And during their lovemaking, there was a positional quarrel, which one of the ladies leaning against the balcony railing, which led her to her plunge.
Okay. Can we wrap up Mom's News?
Well, anyway, that was the extent of it. Basically, that was it.
So happy you shared that information with me, Mother.
I did think it was important to note that if you are going to do a threesome and you're about to climax, just stay away from windows, doors, anywhere, stairs. Just stay away from all that.
Strap in.
And it's obviously not as important as to what position you're in as your safety.
That's correct.
That's a mother's nurturing news.
Mother's nurturing news.
Yes.
Mother, I think it's time for Hit On or Shit On. Hit On or Shit On is a segment where we get to go through your wonderful comments, whether that's through text message or TikTok or Instagram. You can get in touch with us and we will interpret what your comments are and figure out whether they are hit ons or shit ons. I have one.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
This was a text from Hillary.
Okay.
By the way, we have a text line that you should always feel free to text. It's 310-356-3920. And this is from Hillary, who says, "Why are you always so high strung while you're talking to your mom? Constantly snapping back at her like a snapping turtle." LOL.
Thank you, Hillary. I've been wondering the same thing.
I think you put me in. I'm not in a very high anxiety or high strung state usually.
No,
I think
not
it's
at all.
You that really brings out this side to me.
It must be. Well, thank you.
I think you aggravate me.
You are a snapping turtle.
So is that a hit on or a shit on?
I'm telling you, that is a shit on for you.
That is 100% a shit on. Thank you very much, Hillary.
Well, I had some guy named Andrew on TikTok who said, "I would use your poop as toothpaste." Now, what the fuck is that? I mean, my response was, "Oh, ew." I said, "I don't want to yuck anybody's yum, but ew." And I had some very creative responses on TikTok, like this one. "I would like this post, but this is some sick shit, literally." Literally. Oh.
I think that would be a hit on mother.
I'm going with hitting on in a repulsive way.
We got something in our Discord channel.
I love that Discord. That is very fun.
That if you want to join our community of fun, sneaky freaks who connect with one another, just check out our Discord. The easiest way to get that is in our episode description of this episode. And if you want full access to all the different Discord channels, you got to go to patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom.
Patreon is a way to support us for all this lovely free podcasting you hear from us. And also it's a way that you can get exclusive content that has never before been seen or heard.
And you get to hang out with us once a month on Zoom with all the other sneaky freaks. It's a super fun time, and it's actually happening today if you're listening to it the day that this episode drops. Wednesday, the 16th of June, 2021 at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Join us at patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom to get that Zoom link. Okay, so this was on one of our Discord channels that is Patreon only, actually. It's called Tarot and Mystic.
I love that.
And our sneaky freak, Captain Megan, said, "Listening to the latest episode and the question, what is causing me to be so repressed in my life, came up from @CamTheClown. That would be me." Now, I don't remember asking this question. And
I would say Hillary would agree that you probably did ask this question.
I'm going to say, in the spirit of manifesting, that I will never ask this question again.
Because you don't want to manifest?
I don't want to manifest repression.
Okay.
But Captain Megan goes on to say, she asked her tarot cards about it.
And what did they come up with?
She drew the one on the top left first, which is a King of Swords.
You get the King of Swords a lot.
And then got the inkling to draw another from the middle for more context, which is the Queen of Wands.
King and Queen. Maybe you're the King of and I'm the Queen.
And then she goes on to say, "My dude, I think my cards are saying you have too many expectations about what a relationship should be."
Oh!
Brutal interpretation.
Captain Megan, I don't know how you came up with that with the King and the Queen there, but I think you're right.
Why do you think I have too many expectations?
Your expectations are ridiculous.
What do you mean they're ridiculous?
They're outrageous.
What are they?
Oh, well, where do I begin?
Yeah, where do you begin?
You want someone funny,
yeah,
but you don't want someone who's weird. You want someone who's
artsy. I definitely want someone weird.
You want someone artsy, but then you don't want someone who's nutsy. You don't want a psycho. Yeah,
what?
I've heard you say that.
Okay, so I'll have you know. How about this?
You're dating a psycho and proud of it?
No, I'm not dating a psycho. What? I had a session with my therapist this week, and we were discussing my loneliness. It's killing me. Actually, it was more along the lines of...
That was not bad.
Thank you. It was actually along the lines of, I'm getting out there again. What am I looking for exactly? And he suggested that... He was like, say you're making a dating app profile. What would you put on there if you were not concerned about what anyone thought of you when you put it out there?
Okay.
I like this.
Okay.
So I said, well, I divide it up into two different areas. I'd write who I am and then what I'm looking for.
Okay.
So I did this, actually.
And what'd you come up with? I'm afraid to hear.
I'm actually a little afraid to tell you because this was written in my journal, which was not supposed to be shown to anyone. But I will read it if you're interested in me reading it.
I'm definitely interested. Sneaky Freaks. Why do you always... Are you interested? They're all saying yes.
You're always interested in the parts that I never want to share. In the parts I do want to share, like Psychology Today, you're ready for Snooze Fest.
Because they're boring.
All right. Well, I'll fucking read from my intimate journal.
Thank you for sharing. Sneaky Freaks, you're getting a very bird's eye view of Cam's psyche.
Okay, so be sensitive. Okay, so who am I? Sensitive yet strong. A good list. Why are you laughing? That was the first fucking thing.
It was cute the way you looked up at me like sensitive but strong.
I don't want to continue onward.
What?
A good listener and a performer. A meditator and a boxer. Sex positive. Smart and funny. Can experience fear, but I'm always pushing my boundaries. Likes the freedom that money provides. A fan of stimulating my brain through books, arts, music, theater, and podcasts. Specifically interested in relationship dynamics, human anatomy and behavior, business, cryptocurrency, philosophy, Buddhism, and spirituality. Love to express myself through my body, specifically with physical comedy and dancing. Love the feeling that comes with deep relaxation and listening to my body. And awareness for my body leads me away from drugs, alcohol, smoking, and drama.
I think that's you.
You think that's accurate portrayal? That's
pretty accurate, yep.
Any comments, thoughts?
I have a lot of anxiety.
Is this about you?
No, that's what you should write.
I have anxiety sometimes. What, you were not listening.
All right, I missed that one.
By the way, I think you should do this too.
Okay, I'll do it later.
Okay. Are you interested in what I'm looking for?
Yeah.
This is the part that scares me to share, and here we go. What I'm looking for: fun nights out with someone who is funny, sexy, respectful, kind, open-minded, and open-hearted. Why is that so many expectations?
Is it?
Yeah, that was at the end. Well, then I said date nights at restaurants with funky or romantic ambience. Comedy, theater, concerts that blow our minds and encourage us to express ourselves. Pretty good. That's a very low-hanging fruit.
I was going to say, like someone who says, someone who likes to travel.
Sexual encounters that put us in our bodies, draw us into the present moment, and leave us feeling more connected, sexy, confident, pleasuresome, relaxed, and joyful.
Okay, so that does not go with casual sex.
I know. And then I go on and it's even worse. Sensual weekends, mornings with cuddling and fucking.
Why are you looking at me weirdly?
Because that's not really casual either. Anyway, delicious, healthy brunches, a hike where we rehydrate, stretch, and breathe, time spent separately reading, working, talking with friends, a balance of togetherness and independence.
Very nice.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Why is that so high? Those are not the highest expectations. Yeah. And then the last line is, not overly concerned about the future together, but it would be nice if there was long-term potential.
Okay.
So...
Why couldn't you put this on a regular dating profile?
Because my regular dating profile, I think I was doing a lot of joking around. And
yeah, because you had some...
You know, one of the prompts was like, what if I were to tell you ... And then I filled out the rest, which is that I was your mother in a past life.
Okay. This is why I don't feel like you've been getting as many matches as you could.
Well, I've updated my profile since doing this.
Maybe if you use all this on your profile, instead of all the goofy, clowny, stupid shit,
yeah,
you might get someone who you can find, meet some of those characteristics.
I think the tough part is I'm asking for things that don't usually come from casual sex. And yet...
That's what you want.
I don't know if that's what I want, but, and yet I'm going out on dates. I'm trying to figure out, what's... I'm confused.
You're definitely confused.
I'm trying to manifest something, and I'm trying to get some clarity around what I'm manifesting.
You don't even know what to manifest anymore because you're all confused.
Are you going to do the who am I and what am I?
I'll do it.
Are you going to do it in this episode or are you going to do a different one?
Do it this episode. What are you talking about this episode? No, I'm not doing it this episode.
You're not doing it this episode?
I don't even know if I'm going to do it next episode.
Okay, but you're going to do it.
Why am I going to do it if I'm already in a committed relationship?
You can still talk about who you are and what you're hoping to get out of this relationship. I think all of our sneaky freaks should do this. This is a wonderful way to gain clarity that you can then manifest.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going full circle back to the whole yogic manifestation story with the wishing tree.
Yeah. I just read something on Instagram. It's important to once a week have your partner and you write down a few things about how you think the week went, what you'd like to change in your relationship. Just have like a check-in once a week.
I love that. Huge fan.
I forgot where I saw it or where it's been.
I want to wrap up by saying that we very much enjoy your text messages when you get in touch with us.
We do, you little sneaky freaks, because that's really a good way to connect.
In fact, one of our sneaky freaks messaged us saying, I might have missed it, but have you done a show about dominant submissive relationships, specifically female-led relationships? And then I was able to go back to all the sneaky freaks on this list, text them and say, hey, are you in a dominant submissive relationship where it's a female-led one? And now I think it's a wonderful circle of events. And I highly recommend you text us at 310-356-3920. That's it. That's our text line. Give us a text.
And let us know what you like. Top, bottom, middle.
Top, bottom?
Top, bottom, middle.
What is this
submissive,
about?
Submissive, dominant.
Oh, my God. Middle? Okay. I want to thank everyone who's joined us on Patreon. You're keeping our lights on. We very, very, very much appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you tonight
at our Sneaky Freak Patreon Party. I want to thank all of you guys who have left ratings and reviews.
Oh, hell yes.
RateThisPodcast.com is how you do it, no matter what platform you're...
RateThisPodcast.com/mom.
Oh, shit. RateThisPodcast.com/mom is how you do it. And if you go there and give us a good review, we will many times read it.
I'll read one right now.
Please do.
This one was a review that said, horrible.
Why are you reading that one?
This is what came up. I won't talk about it! Exclamation point. It's too horrible! Exclamation point. And then a million nonsense emojis. Different faces.
Well, tell that person to stick it up their ass, horrible.
Please counteract their one-star review from Exqueef.
Oh, someone with I love the people with the screen name Queef. There's giving us a bad remote.
Well, I don't think it's Queef because this person clearly is uncomfortable with sex talk. But
that's
I like that we make the people who are uncomfortable with sex talk not want to listen.
Get rid of them.
Kick them out of here.
Kick their ass to the corner.
Anyway, thank you for everyone who's left us delightful reviews.
Can you read a delightful review? I don't want to hear that. I don't want to end on a negative note from that queefer.
I actually don't have one to pull up. So if you want to make one up right now, you can do it.
Okay. What the fuck?
What?
I'm not going to make up a review.
Why do I have to always drive the show?
You're in charge of it.
I do all the research. Yeah. I do all the fucking prep work.
Oh, you don't research Mom's News. And some of the research you do did not need to be shared.
All right. That's it, Mother. Let's wrap it up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Sing it out, Mother.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees and having a birthday party with D's.
Oh, it's a little celebration.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We love you very much, you sneaky freaks. Thank you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.